Okay, so basically where we're at, I'm just going to so review quickly what we said yesterday, okay, without all the cheshbon of it. But basically it turns out you have Rava saying that if you have you have Lavan and Tcheles, okay, according to Rabbi, let's say, according to Rabbi, that the market is Asa. So you have Lavan and Tcheles, so the thing is that there's a shear in tzitzis, let's say 8, I suppose. Okay, a certain size that the strings have to be. Okay, so the thing is that let's say they rip. So he says that if the Tcheles rips and the Lavan is still good, or vice versa, then it's still kosher. If they both rip down, then it's possible. If they both get less than share, it's possible. But if one of them rips, either the Tcheles or the Lavan, and the other one is still Kayam, it's still good. Provided one thing, that the one which rips is at least Kedei Aniva. Okay, the amount that you could tie a knot in it. It can't be completely gone. It has to be a little bit gone. Okay? If there's still a little bit left, and the other one is full, then you're okay. Okay? So we had three questions on that halacha. First thing is that it's called gerdumim, by the way. Gerdumim is like a stump. That's what it means. One of them is a stump, another one is full. So the first question is, what's the deal with gerdumim? If you're going to tell me gerdumim is kosher, so then they should both be able to be gerdumim. As if you tell me that the stump is kosher, they should both be able to be gerdumim. Why only if one rips? So you tell me it's possible. If it's possible, then even one of them can't be gerdumim. Also, the question was, what's this deal kedei aniva? I mean, where do you have a thing that there's the shear, less than the shear, and then much less than the shear? Like, what's the thing? If you tell me the shear is, let's say, 8, I suppose, then less than 8, I suppose, is nothing. So, and then less than that is kedei aniva? What kind of thing is that? And then the third question was, if you're telling me that this is a valid setup where one of them has the shear and the other one doesn't have the shear, then you should be able to make it that way, the chachila. Why is it only good after the fact if it rips? Right? It's only good if it rips and it comes like that. So we said like this. We said that in tzitzis there's a... See, Rabbi Shita does that. In tzitzis there's one chasta. Okay? Lavan and Tcheles merge together to form one entity. Okay? It's one entity of two components, but it's one unit. Okay? Now the halacha is that he holds the shear of this unit could be provided by either of the components. Okay? It's enough if one of the components has the shear. Okay? Because it's one entity, so one of the components could give it the quality of shear. Okay? Give it that quality. So Lavan or Tcheles. Okay? But of course the other entity has to be present. Okay, it has to be existent. If it's less than Kedei Aniva, then it's not even a chot. See, that's not a shear. Kedei Aniva isn't a shear. Shear is eighth, it's both. Kedei Aniva is not a chot if it's not Kedei Aniva. It doesn't have the basic characteristic of a chot that it can tie a knot, then it's like non-existent. So it's true, only one of them is enough to provide the shear, but the other one has to at least be existent, so it has to be Kedei Aniva. Okay? Now we said, so why, if that's the case, why is it not good, mitchilah, so if you make it this way? So we said, because in tzitzis, you have two things. You have the asiya, and then you have the chatzah, which results. Now in the asiya, there are really two separate entities. You have lavan and tchilah, two completely different things, they have nothing to do with one another. Okay? Through the asiya of using of the mitzvah, lovin's mitzvah, and tchilas, this whole thing, they merge together to form one unit. Okay, according to Rabbi. But before that, before you start, they're two completely different things. There's lovin and there's tchilas. So in the asiya, since they're two separate entities, they each have to have a shear b'fnei atzmo. So therefore, each one, the lovin has to have the shear, and the tchilas has to have the shear. Otherwise, it's not the entity, it's lacking the shear. But once they merge together and they become a unity, they become one entity. So now the entity could have shear through one of its components. Okay, because now they're a union. But before in the asiya and the mitchilaso, there's no entity. So the entity won't emerge in mishneihem if you don't have shear in each of them. Okay? So that's all very nice. Okay? Now the only thing is we get into problems. Because the Gemara says, what's this halach of gedum? So it says, you see, gedumim is good because it's like b'nei rebichia hold. There's a statement of b'nei rebichia that gedume ezov ksheirim v'gedume tcheilas ksheirim. Or the opposite, whatever. So gedumim are good by tcheilas, and gedumim are good by ezov. Ezov is hisap or whatever, is by parah aduma. You have to take a bundle of agudas ezov, three hisap leaves or whatever, and it's saying there's a certain length of the hisap leaves. So it's saying, but once they, but the gedumim is good. If they rip down, if they break, and there's gedumim left, the leftovers, that's still good. Okay? So it's gedumim. I think they say by the ezov, the shear of, there's a shear of the gedum also, is like a tefach or something like that. like that. I forget where I just saw that. I think I looked at the Gemara there maybe, or somewhere it says that. But the Ezev also there's a minimum share for the Gedum. But the Gedum is just a stump generically. Okay, so it says so you have two cases: Gedum Ezev and Gedum Ketelas. So if the whole idea of the Gedumim works here is because you have two entities, a twofold entity, and the share could come from one of the entities, so the question is, what does that have anything to do with Ezev? Ezov, is that what's going on by Ezov? I mean, if you look in the Ram, simple pshat is an Ezov, they're all ripping. It doesn't say only two are ripping and one of them, there's like a unity and one of them is providing the shear to the others. I mean, you could argue that that's what's happening. There is a unit of three, so maybe you'll say only two of them could rip. You know, you could say that, but it doesn't seem that way. It seems like it's really even if they all rip. So if that's the case, then how does the whole mechanism by which Kedubim is kosher seems to be because of the uniqueness of tzitzis, that you have one entity with two components, and therefore the shear could come from one of them. But as that doesn't exist when it comes to Ezev, it would seem. By the way, I didn't get a chance to look at the sugya on Ezev there by the Gedumim is in Sukkah Yud Gimel and Aleph. I ran out of time, but that's what it talks about. Maybe because I had to look at, but that's a problem. So Ezev doesn't seem to be relevant. If you want to argue that Ezov, there is a bundle there, so maybe you'll say it is talking about the same thing, you run into a problem on by Tefillin. Because the Gemara, and this is what we're going to do, this is the Gemara on Lamed Hay, okay, which is, there's another place. Our Gemara references it, cross-references it. It says, Rav Papa wants to say that Gedume Ritzuos Aksherim, which means that if the Lamed Hay base, that the Gedume, it's like 10 lines from the top. He says, Gedume Ritzuos Akasha, the Ritzuos, after they come out of the back of your head, after the Dalid knot, so they come around, he wants to say that if it rips, if it doesn't, you know, if it's long, ours are long, let's say it rips. So if it's short, so Rav Papa wants to say it's kosher. It's kosher, Gedume Ritzuos is kosher. So the Gemara then says, no, it's not sure. Because you see, B'nai Rabbi Chiyah say Gedume Ezov is kosher and Gedume Tchelas is kosher. But the implication is, those are good because those are only Tashmishe Mitzvah. Right? Ezov is an entity which is used for Mitzvah, and Tzitz is an entity which is used for Mitzvah. But Ritzuos of Tefillin, which is Tashmishe Kedusha, so Gedumim won't work. So our question is two questions. First of all, the same question as by Ezov. I mean, you could argue that Ezov, there's a bundle, right? So you could say maybe it's the same type of thing. But we can tell me that there are two Ritzuos, and one Ritzuos is going to have the shear and provide it to the other Ritzuos. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a unit of the two Ritzuos coming down together. I mean, it doesn't sound like that's the case then. It doesn't sound conceptually it would work, and it doesn't sound the case. It doesn't say it's only one of the Ritzuos breaks and the other one will. It's not mashma. Also, so it's the same question really, it's by Ezov. Also, the thing is what does Tashmishe Kedush?
What's your question?
The other question is what does Tashmishe Kedush, Tashmishe Mitzvah have anything to do with this whole thing? I mean, Gerudumim is a mechanism, according to the way we're learning, it's a mechanism of Shear, that the Shear, even though one of them is lacking Shear, the Shear could be provided by the other one. Okay? So, that's a question in a technical halachic shear, or the shear is satisfied or not. Since when does the shear, Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha, is levels of Kedusha? Are you allowed to throw it out? Okay? Tashmishe Kedusha, you can't throw out, you have to bury. Tashmishe Mitzvah, you could throw out. But what does that have to do with the shear? Is there any, where do you see halacha that the halachos of shiurim, lagabe Tashmishe Kedusha, are going to be more chamor than with regard to Tashmishe Mitzvah? I mean, well, it has nothing to do with that. It's a question of Kedusha, is a matter of Kedusha, but this is a halachic mechanism of shiurim. There's no halacha that we always go to Chumra when it comes to Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. You don't? I mean, where do you see such a thing? So it just doesn't seem relevant. Right? I mean, to any way you can learn Kedusha. Just pshat in the Gemara. I mean, it sounds like the Gemara just making an artificial distinction. Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha, who cares? Right?
So
that particular issue about Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha, the Nemuke Yosef discusses. Okay? Nemuke Yosef. It's on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, in the Daf Aref, page 14. Okay, and it says, it's five lines from the bottom. It says, Hasam, right? It's saying, over there, by Ezov and by, it says, Gedum is kosher, but it's fell and not. So it says, Hasam, in the loka chashiv Gedum eretzua, but the Gedum tchelas, the Gedum Ezov. Right, why did Bnei Rav Chiyah? Bnei Rav Chiyah have a statement out there. The Gedum Ezov is kosher, Gedum tchelas is kosher. Notice how there's no ritzuos there. So why not throw that onto the list? If Rav Papa is actually correct, that Gedumah Ritzuos is also kosher, shouldn't the B'nai Rav Chiyah's list include that? But it doesn't. So mashma shepsula. The implication is that no, it doesn't work by Tefillin. Why? The time of the K'sherim, hainu mishun the Tashmishe Mitzvah nenu.
So the reason why it's kosher is because there's tashmisha mitzvah by ezel and by tzitzis. V'ika mishum zekei levan veyo. And the reason is you have to have zekei levan veyo. V'kibon shalim mitchilasa kohogan. And since originally they were proper, they were kishior, sulo mifso. So now, the fact that they become gedumim isn't going to bustle it. Okay, because it had zekei levan veyo originally. So it doesn't matter if it doesn't have it anymore. Okay? But here, achad dashmisha kedusha, ritzur shaltun, yesh lahachmir, mitchilo ve'ad sof, shiyu be'inan hagan. The inyan hagan. As you should say about tashmisha kedusha, then you're going to need it to be hagan, you need it to be proper. No, or whatever. Mitchilo ve'ad sof. So therefore, it's a difference. So they're saying the whole halacha here, apparently, of the shir, he's maintaining, by all these cases, is a din of Noi, like Zekei Leveyu. Really, an Ezov could have been seemingly smaller, right? But that wouldn't be a Noi. So the Noi demands that it's longer. But it's enough that it has Noi originally. It rips, doesn't matter, it already had Noi. But when it comes to Shmishe Kedusha, apparently Noi is a greater, is more important. So there, you have to have Tashmishe Kedusha through and through. I mean, I guess I think where he's going, we have to understand what he's saying. But why is he saying this? I mean, that's what Michael's bothered by. I mean, he just made up that it's that the whole halacha of shir here is because zekei levan veyo. I mean, that's not the way you just naturally understand shir. I mean, what he's just saying is pulling that out of nowhere. But I think why is he saying that? Oh, I think the reason why is because he can't form. The question is, how do you differentiate between tashmisha kedusha and tashmisha mitzvah? Tashmisha kedusha, tashmisha mitzvah is a din in kedusha, right? And kedusha is like reflects shem Hashem, right? That's what kedusha is. Kedusha, it's like a tashmisha kedusha, it's shem Hashem in it. Tefillin, let's say, it's shem Hashem in it. So kedusha, you can't throw it out. Since shem Hashem, you have to treat it with a certain type of respect or whatever. You know, it's a different. It's their halachos when something is has kadosh, as kedusha. It's the way you have to treat the object in a different kind of a way. But so if it were halacha in shir, just as like a normal mechanism of shir, like any other area of shir, so what kind of, who cares how important or how much respect you have to treat the mitzvah with? I mean, it has nothing to do with it. That's just a matter of shir is shir. Shir is a halachic institution, and it doesn't matter if something's important or not important. It's shir is shir. It doesn't make a difference how kadosh something is. But if you say that it's something about being a snaya, okay, something to do with noise, zekei levan veyo. So something with kedusha is more directly related to zekeli, you know, because it's chafta shel kedusha, which reflects shem Hashem. It has kedusha Hashem in the thing. Whereas opposed to something with mitzvah is less involved, less associated with shem Hashem. So the halacha of noi could be less significant by when it comes to something of mitzvah. Okay, but if it's and it seems like that's what he say, that if a normal halachic structure, it doesn't make any sense to make such a differentiation between kedusha and the mitzvah. But he knows the fact that the Gemara is making that distinction so readily, so quickly, it must be it has something to do with that framework. And he's giving it an address. He's saying it's based upon zekei levan veyo. You know what I mean? So one question on the, so now we're just analyzing Milk Yosef. So one question is, if it's a zekei levan veyo, so it means that the object has to be noi. So, I mean, because it used to be noy, I mean, what is that? How does that? I mean, it sounds like the Tashmisha Kedusha, that's what it should be. It should always be good, because it means it has to be noy. So it has to be noy, it has to be noy. So therefore, what's the difference? Why is it saying that since it used to be noy, now it's still good? Is there a thing like that? Like an Esrog is Hiddar, for instance. You say, well, it used to be, it was a beautiful Esrog. But now it's possible. Now it has blemishes all over it. I mean, it doesn't help you. I mean, it would seem noy should be based upon the current reality. Good question. I mean, noi, it's a funny halacha. I mean, since when do you see shir is based on noi? I mean, noi is a nice thing, zekei levan veyo. But let's say a person doesn't want to do zekei levan veyo. Is he not yotzei mitzvos? There's no halacha like that. I mean, it's nice. I'm certain mitzvos, pri etz hadar. I mean, the pasuk says, pri etz hadar. That's the definition of an esrog, is that it's mehudar. So therefore, if it's not mehudar, it's lacking a shem esrog. But in general, you're going to say that if I do things that I lack in doing it in the nicest way, you're going to tell me it's possible? I mean, what kind of shir? Shir is an intrinsic halach. So you're going to tell me the shir is going to... Really, there's no shir. But because of noi, there has to be a shir. I mean, it seems this is a real shir. I mean, how do you just introduce shir to become a posel? That's not a normal type of halach.
Well,
I mean, noi. How's noi? I'm sorry. I just use noi to be a posel. Now, noi shouldn't be ma'akev. Noi is a nice thing. Zekei levavei. A person who's at a high level is going to recognize zekei levavei. And he's going to be a misnai, a fun of my mitzvahs. But is there a halacha that you're not yotzei if you don't do that? I never heard of that. In general, you don't have the halacha. And these are general things. I mean, tzitzis, tefillin, ezov. I mean, ezov, you can tell me this. I mean, maybe you can say tzitzis, you can say it's the person. I don't know. Maybe you can start making up ideas. But by ezov, you can say there's a halacha that noi is ma'akev. If you're not, it's paraduma. It's a technical halachic process. So you say noi is the shear has to be noi. I mean, why? Where do you see that? It's nice kiyam, you could say. I wouldn't even say it's a kiyam, but you want to say it's a kiyam for. But it's going to say it's a ma'akev. Of course, we still have our original problem. Our original problem is still just as strong. Is that, so why does our Gemara say it's only good if you have love on and not chelas or vice versa? I mean, if you're telling me that this thing is based upon once it had the shear, it's good, even though it doesn't have the shear anymore, because in terms of noi, that's fine, whatever. So then it should, why by tefillin do you need to have one of them good? Should even be if everything's good doing, it should be good.
By tzitzis,
I'm sorry. By tzitzis, it should be even if lavan and tchelis are both good doing, it should be good. Because it wasn't originally good doing, so it was originally good, so what's the problem? So what are you not solving the problem? That same problem, so what's the comparison between tzitzis and ezov? It sounds like they're not congruous. Okay, so I want to try to answer off some of these problems. So let's take the halacha by the Mugei Yosef. Okay, that question of no, is that Kedem Aveyu? But the question is, what do you mean, is that Kedem Aveyu shouldn't be possible? So, I'm thinking like this, is that it's a funny way that it states this thing, like, Gerdume, you know what I mean? Like, why don't you just say, like, in law shear? Or no, I can't say that. Yeah, why don't you just say, like, it has a shear? You know what I mean? If you don't say it has a shear, it has a shear. Why are you saying gerdumen? Like, gerdumen is a funny way to say, you know, stump, you know? Like, what does that mean? So they talk about shearum, you know? You have to call it a name. Like, So it could be like this: is that it's saying you're right. Zekem Aveyu isn't ma'akev. In general, you don't have Zekem Aveyu. But it could be like this: is that a stump is like a gerdumim is like a pagam. Okay, it's like it's not just that it's not noi. It's like disgusting, so to speak. It's a tarta desaser to the idea of noi. Okay, a chavtza shel mitzvah, a chavtza shel kedusha. You could argue. Yeah, it's true. It doesn't have to be beautiful, but it can't be ugly. You could argue that. Okay? You could argue a girdum is like it's not a positive, but it can't. It's counter to the idea of tachavshal mitzvah is something tachavshal kedusha as a reflection of Shemayim. So that keli vanveyu, and this is a stump that's a posel. Okay, or maybe you could argue it's a posel. Maybe you say it's not a posel. Okay, depends. Okay, now it's saying is like this: is that fine. Now, there's a difference of something being intrinsically a stump or being a normal thing, but it's in a condition of being in a stump. Okay? What do I mean? If you make something, this tiny little thing, it means that asiya is koveya, I think. So it means it is a stump. That's what it is. It's a small, stumpy type of an object. Then you could have something which you make, it's a whole thing. Okay, you make it normally whole, big, you know, so it's a real entity, which is not a stump. But then it rips, so it happens to be in a certain state of stumpiness. Okay, that's different. It's different. So one of the essence of the thing is something which is disgusting. The other one, it's just a condition which it's in now. Okay, so what the Gemara is saying is like this, is that when it comes to Ezov, so why is Gedume Ezov Ksherim, and Gedume Techelis Ksherim? So it could be it's saying because it started out good. So it means that it's true it can't be a stump in Nasiya. Because Nasiya, the shame, if its intrinsic shame was a stump, that would be possible. Okay, if it were the definition of Gedum, that would be possible. But as long as the Asiya is normal and then it just happens to be in a condition of a stump, okay, it rips later, so it's saying then that's not a posa. That's not a type of disaster to the shame mitzvah. That's shal mitzvah. fact that it happens to be in a state of a stump, since the definition of the chafsa is fine and is in line with noi, in line with zakeh mavayu, it's the stump is just like a condition which it's in isn't going to be a posel. So you can't say because it was good, therefore it has a positive thing now. See, because it's not noi, it's not beautiful. But that's as long as if you're trying to say that it has to be positively beautiful. But if you're saying that there's a posel of a stumpiness, you could say, then the question is, in what condition, what relevant is a posel? It's very, the very definition of the thing that it's a stump, or it's just the condition that it's in. So it's saying, you see the halacha, like the amazing demetchelas, that gedumim isn't a posel. Apparently, if as long as it was made of good, so the fact that it's a stump is not a posel. The fact that it has the condition of a stump isn't a posel. Like one wants to say, so it's film also. So it says, no. Is that you can't, or whatever the Gemara goes, but it's saying you can't compare those two because Tashmish Ekdusha and Tashmish Mitzvah are different. There's you see that there's one is more so closely associated with Shem Hashem, and there's higher levels of Kedusha. So saying the halacha is that when it comes to a Tashmish Mitzvah, so then the Girdim is only going to be a posel if that's the very definition of the object, if it's made like that. But when it comes to Tashmish Kedusha, since it's intrinsically Shem Hashem, it reflects Shem Hashem intrinsically, so then, even the condition of Girdim is going to be possible. So even if it's chilavad sofo, it can't have any association with the disgusting, the stump. So therefore, it's going to be a posel through and through. Okay. The way I'm using a stump, yeah, it's true. The word stump here is true. The word stump has a certain, the normal connotation of a stump is because it's like less than it used to be. That's true, but the way I'm saying is that there's two things of stump. There's one connotation is less because of what it used to be, and now it's less. So another thing is it's a small piece of nothing, like a piece of nothing. It's like it's garbage. It's minuscule, you know. It's like it's wimpy. You know what I mean? So the stump. There's a present condition of a stump is that it's a small little thing. So saying if you had an azo, which was a tiny little piece of whatever, is it called an azo? Yeah, it's still called azo. If it's azo, what's wrong with it? It's an azo thing. But it's just not, it's against the idea of a chashal mitzvah. Chashal mitzvah shouldn't be something, it's just a piece of nothing. It has to have some substantialness to it. You know, so it's saying if you made the thing in that kind of a manner, it's a stump. But you're right, I mean, there is, that's a different idea, which I mean, we'll come to later. But I don't think there's, you know, there are two different ideas in this, you know. So now the question is, so this is all very nice by that Gemara over there, by Lamed Hay, and then Ruki Yosef. But what about our whole problem? Is that if this is the case, then the Tcheles and the Lavan should be able to become less than the Shear. Because what's the problem? If you're saying this whole thing of Gedumim is because it's a stump, and when it comes to Tashmish and Mitzvah, a stump isn't a posel as long as you made it good. So now what's the problem? If they both break down, they both go down. Right. So I want to say is that, see, really there are two halachos here in Tzitzis. Okay? There's two halachos in Tzitzis. Two halachas in terms of the shear, or two reasons why you could imagine it would be bad if it ripped. Okay, see, one of them is this stump thing that if it's bad if it rips, then it's a stump, and maybe you say a stump is a posel. Okay, but there's another halacha is I want to say tzitzis. I don't know if you have this by tefillin and by ezo, but tzitzis does have a shear. Tzitzis has a quality of tzitzis. Okay. Tzitzis is like the Rambam says, it's like tzitzis harosh, and it's gemara. It's like tzitzis harosh. It's like strands of hair. It's like a certain quality of tzitzis, and if the thing doesn't have a certain length to it, it lacks in that quality. Okay, there's a shear in tzitzis which gives it the quality. Okay, so we saw that quality has to exist. Okay, you can't create the quality because it used to exist. But there's a certain quality which the lengths give it. See, by tefillin and by ezov is ezov. It's a quality. It doesn't matter. It's not a length. There's no intrinsic halacha of length. And by a strap also, it's a strap. The only reason why you have a length is because it can't be a girdum. Well, that's the only reason why you can imagine, because it can't be against the idea of noi. But by tzitzis, there's a shear. Tzitzis has a shear. It has to have a quality of tzitzis. Okay? So when it has, how does it get the quality of tzitzis if it rips? So you tell me girdum is good, because you tell me that even though it's girdum, it's not a posel because it's not a contradiction to the zekeh l'mavayu, because it used to be good. That's very nice, but how do you get to call it tzitzis? So what's the answer? Like Rabbi Neir Chaya say, the girdum is kosher, but what do you mean, what about tzitzis? So that's the answer. What I was saying is, because the lavan and the tchelas. Because if one of them rips and the other one is still there, then the quality of shear will be supplied by the other one. The shame of tzitzis could apply to it because of the other one. So one of them could rip and the other one is still good. So you have to have both entities, but one is good and one's bad. But if they both rip, then it's true. It's not possible because of gerdumim. Because in terms of, it's not a posel, in terms of noy and hidor, but it's not going to have the shame tzitzis. Like the shame tzitzis. So that's why, in that sense, it's different than Ezov and then Tefillin. In Ezov and Tefillin, all there is that issue of Noi. But when it comes to is the issue of Noi and the issue of the contradiction, but in Sittis, you have this idea of Shir. So that's why that's what the Gemara is bringing in, is that from B'nai Rabbi Chiya, all you see is that you don't have that psal. But Rava is coming in and saying, what does it mean? It means that vis-a-vis the shear of the entity, because it creates a shame tzitzis, that's enough for one of them to supply the shear. But even if you had the shear, you could have argued that you need another factor, because you could have argued, it's very nice, you have the shear from one of them, but look, there's a stump on one of them. And the tchelis has a stump, so that's gross, that's a ploso. So that's what it's saying, you see from the Erechia, that's not true. And when it comes to the Shemisha Mitzvah, that's not a ploso. Doesn't make a difference. Only about the Shemisha Kedusha, that's going to make a difference. By Ezov, there's no real halacha of Shir. See, Shir, Ezov. Ezov is a hyssop plant. So really, there's no reason to have a Shir by Ezov. So why is there a din of Shir by Ezov? Because the din of Shir by Ezov is because it can't be, because there's Noya thing. It's Noya halacha. Because otherwise, it would be a stump. It would be insignificant. That would be a contract. That would be a posel. Then it's a shame geared to me. It's a posel to the thing. So what it's saying is that as long as mitchilaso it was good, then the condition of being short isn't a posel. As long as you made it good mitchilaso, so they could all rep. Where are you getting the shear from? No, because by Ezov there is no positive halacha of shear. By Ezov, right. All it is the posel. So you avoid the psul by tefillin also. By Ezov, there's no intrinsic halacha of shear. But by tzitzis, the shear is not only because of the framework of removing it from being a stump and removing the problem of noi, but there's another problem is that it needs a positive shear. So just because you say shear, it doesn't always mean the same thing. It's like, shear could be because the intrinsic substructure of the entity itself demands a shear, like by tzitzis. Or there could be another component is that, no, really, there is no shear. But it's just saying that it has to look nice. It can't be, if it's less than that, then it's going to look bad, and that's going to be a post-op. But that's a different thing. By tzitzis happens to be you have both of them going on. That's why Gemara brings in both components. Whereas the B'nai Rabbi Chiya is referring to that other component and saying the Shein Girdim is an apostle. But where do you get the shear from? They're saying Lavan or Tchelas is going to supply it. Yeah, so you need one of them. Oh, but if one of them is less than the shear Girdim, than Kedei Aniva, then you don't even have that entity. Then there's no Chud anymore. And then the Chud, same way we answered that before. Amen?
Yeah.